Governor Bill Walker's administration has spelled out what it would mean if the legislature doesn't take action on his plan to fund state government. With no more money, in 2 years, the state would have to slash services, jobs, and the support it gives to local schools and communities. From the Capitol, APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
It's about noon on a work day, and the Glen Alps Trailhead in Chugach State Park near Anchorage is already packed with vehicles. Sarah and Reed Soup walk down the trail from Flat Top with their dog and chat with reporter Ann Hillman.
What's your dog's name?
Olia. Is she enjoying her hike?
She is. She's going to be tired for like the next week. It's going to be awesome.
The couple moved up to Alaska for hikes like this. Together, they start looking through a list of potential cuts to state government if the legislature doesn't find new revenue sources. The governor put forth two scenarios. If lawmakers do nothing, the budget is hacked by 85%.
But look at like Fish Game and all those. That would change from 134 to 18.
You'd never get to go hunting or fishing. I think this is kind of like what people in Alaska
live here for.
Live here for is the fishing, the hunting, the parks. And if we cut all the funding for that, I think
it's going to deteriorate.
Yeah.
They say they'd happily pay more for fishing licenses and park fees to help that problem, but they see the projected cuts to education as too damaging. Schools would have thousands of fewer teachers. Some university campuses would close. Governor Walker says that if legislators don't pass his fiscal plan, which includes restructuring the permanent fund and adding new taxes, they'll be choosing that scenario as the state's future by default.
I asked for other plans. If there's a better plan, please bring it to us. And no plan came forth. But actually, you know, the other day on a flight to Fairbanks, it sort of struck me that there really is another plan. And that's the plan. That's the no action plan.
State Budget Director Pat Pitney says the no action plan would cut funding to state agencies from more than $4 billion to only $1.5 billion. Creating a dire situation.
These aren't amounts of money that the state could see a real future in.
Pitney says it would be like running a 21st century Alaska with roads and infrastructure on a budget from the 1960s. It's not possible. But Pitney says that only passing Senate Bill 128 wouldn't be enough to provide the government services and school aid that Alaskans are used to. SB 128 restructures the permanent fund and uses that money for operating costs. If we only do that, many state agencies would see a 25% cut in funding.
There's going to be downward pressure on all aspects that with just a modest amount of tax revenue, we can maintain those services. We don't have to push the costs on to communities.
While Walker wants to spark the legislature to act, it hasn't worked. When he spelled out what could happen with future budgets, he said that as Alaskans become familiar with who supports the No Action Plan, they'll be better informed about who should represent them in Juneau. House Minority Leader Anchorage Republican Cherise Millett questions this tactic.
I think it's unfortunate that that's the way the governor chooses to work with the legislature. When you're trying to push a fiscal plan, I think the last thing you want to do is threaten folks with campaigns.
And some legislators didn't feel threatened by the possibilities. They embraced them. Wasilla Republican Representative Lynn Gaddis says she'd like to see the scenario with deep cuts.
In my district, when I went back home, those folks are saying cut the budget. And so certainly that's what this does. So I don't think these are dire circumstances.
Back at the state park, Palmer resident Linda Lozenoff and her family are about to head up the trail. She says it's time for the legislature to pick a path.
I really appreciate Governor Walker's efforts to take them to task, make them work hard and make decisions.
But she says everyone in the state, including schools, needs to do their part and accept some cuts.
Well, I'll give you an example. I'm recently divorced and I had to, a couple years ago, reduce my income by, oh my gosh, let's see, by about 2/3. And if I was able to do it, I think that the state can do it.
With help from Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman in Anchorage, I'm Andrew Kitchenman in Juneau.